You can watch this video without ads by going to my Patreon page. Patreon is great for creators like me because YouTube cuts ad revenue from small creators by claiming we are spreading misinformation when we debunk false claims. I'm not kidding, it's happened multiple times to me and lots of other people as well. It only costs $5 a month and I upload around 25 or more videos a month, so you're getting access to tons of great content. Link is in the description. Let's get to the video.
I'd like to ask you for your definition of true. What do you determine as true?
That which corresponds with reality.
Okay. So would you accept? Okay. So is it one standard of truth? Like, for example, is your claim that evolution is true as, let's say, 1 plus 1 equals 2?
Those are completely different categories. One is epistemology, or one is like, I would say one is like, yeah, it's like, sort of like a, how do I say this? One is an empirical scientific truth. I don't know why I said epistemology, sorry. Well, they're different frameworks. One is a, like, empirical truth. The other is just a pure, like, rational,
it's a mathematical truth
or whatever. It's a pure logical statement.
Yeah. Okay. So you'd accept that there's distinguished, that the two are distinguished, right? They're different categories of truth, let's say.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool.
Like, if I say bachelor isn't married, why is that true? Because the bachelor isn't married. It's just true by definition. Evolution is not, and 1 + 1 = 2 is, like, I don't know if you would call that logically true or it's mathematically true. I would say that's a different, like, type of framework of, like, epistemology or whatever. In science, I think it comes down to, like, what you can validate empirically. So scientific facts are those which are validated empirically and correspond with reality.
And would you accept that these so-called scientific facts have undergone serious paradigm shifts in the history of science? Like, even taken into something as, like, the universe not expanding or the universe being eternal, there was a consensus on the fact that it was not expanding, right? And in the early 1900s, they observed redshift and they found that, that these stars are actually traveling further away from us, right? And that was the logic they used to
There were no scientific laws about what the universe does prior to the data that informed us about it. People would have made inferences like, well, I mean, we don't know how far the universe extends.
The consensus wasn't that it was expanding.
There were no observations that showed one way or the other whether or not it does. So if you would have asked scientists, they would have said, well, it doesn't appear that it does that. But there weren't any scientific laws, I wouldn't say, that state that. Like, there is one now. It's called the Hubble-Lemaitre law. So.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is you accept that there's massive paradigm shifts in the way that we view science, correct?
There have been a few, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So would you say that it's possible that there could be a paradigm shift that would occur that could also be applied to evolution or abiogenesis?
There have been, and what they have done is confirmed what we already thought.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true. Genetics confirmed everything that Darwin thought.
Okay, thus far, yeah. But would you accept that there's a possibility
thus far,
that...
That's what I said.
Okay, but would you accept
What I said is not false. You said it's false.
Okay, cool.
It's not false.
Okay, cool. Would you accept that in the future, evidence could arise that could completely go against our current understanding of evolution and abiogenesis?
It wouldn't be science if that were the case. This is the same thing. You could say the same thing for, does the Earth orbit the Sun or does the Sun orbit the Earth?
No, there's a difference because...
There absolutely is zero difference.
Okay, I'll explain the difference, right? You can actually physically observe the Earth orbiting the Sun, right?
You absolutely cannot. You can only make models.
No. Okay, you're right in that aspect. I thought you were talking more along the lines of the motion or whether you thought there was a flat Earth or not.
No, it could be geo. It could be a geocentric Earth.
You're right. Yeah, the model allows for you could theoretically model the Earth in a way that could allow for both orbits to be mathematically correct. You're right. You're right in regards to that. But I guess my problem is you peddling evolution as some sort of thing, as let's say as serious as. Let's say I hear a lot of people say evolution is as true as gravity, right? The thing is with gravity, we can physically test our current understanding of gravity
Evolution
and
is an
see whether.
observed law. There is a
Okay.
theory that explains why evolution occurs.
The thing is this conversation isn't going to work if you cut me off every single time I'm trying to make a point, right? So let me finish my point and then you can talk, right? So cool. Gravity, as we understand it, is a model of laws, right? Is let's say g equals 9.81 meters per second to the power of minus two, right? So the thing is that can be observed. We can test if that's true or not, right?
It's the same
We
story with
can't
evolution.
physically. Okay, look, I told you not to interrupt me, but you keep interrupting me. We can't physically go back to the supposed first cell and observe abiogenesis.
Don't need to.
Or fish observe. What do you mean we don't need to? So
Don't need to.
how
Did
exactly are you
the
so
Earth
sure?
orbit the sun a million years ago?
Like you said, the model can allow for both models of interpretation of orbit.
No, we're gonna work under the assumption that we both accept that the Earth orbits the sun today. Okay? So we're gonna start from that position, and we're gonna say that all of our mathematical models and physics models, equations, whatever, can validate and make predictions about
That doesn't apply to
this
biological history.
accepted fact, correct?
That doesn't apply to biological history, though.
Yep,
You're
it's literally about to because
just filling in.
I just have literally one follow-up question for you. So, but do we agree so far?
No, we don't agree.
You don't agree that the
The thing is,
current math you don't
it
agree that the
doesn't
current
it.
scientific information well establishes that Earth goes around the sun.
No, don't strawman me. You
That's what I
asked.
asked and you said no. So I'm not strawmanning you.
Okay, cool. The question I asked, can you address that instead?
No, you're gonna answer my question
Okay,
instead.
so you
I
don't want to
am
answer my
answering your
questions.
question by proving that your criticisms are inconsistent. That's what I'm doing. So do you
So
agree that the
your
scientific
question.
evidence has well established that Earth goes around the sun?
Yes, but that's not related to evolution at
Yes,
all.
it absolutely is, and I literally just need to ask one follow-up question. Do you support
Okay,
the idea that the
hypothetically.
Earth orbited the sun a million years ago?
Yeah, hypothetically, if the theory that if the current understanding of the Earth orbiting the Sun, if it's true, then yeah, I would agree that that would exist a million years ago too.
Great. So there are, with evolution, it works the same way. Except we can actually collect evidence of what occurred in the past and analyze it under the working framework that evolution is true. And we find that that continues to make accurate, we continue to get accurate predicted results from
So,
that. So it's
so,
actually much
so, so.
stronger than the idea
No,
that
it's not.
Earth has always
Absolutely not.
orbited the sun.
No, that's completely wrong. And let me tell you why you're wrong.
You can't because I'm not, but go ahead.
Okay, you're really showing your open-mindedness and your lack of dogma. This is, by the way, anti-theists have been empirically proven to be the most dogmatic group of individuals when even weighed up against religious people. Just thought I'd mention that. But yeah. Anyways,
Wow, yeah,
so.
and I'm 9 feet tall. It's been proven.
There's
Studies
a study.
show it. Studies show that I could beat you up.
Yeah, well, there's no studies to back that up, right? You're just making up pseudoscience.
Yeah, exactly what you just did just now.
Okay, so if I link you the study, would you accept it?
If I linked you my study, would you accept it?
If it was peer reviewed and in a journal, I would accept it. My one is peer reviewed and in a journal. Do you accept it or no?
Could be. I'm open-minded to it.
Okay, so I'll provide it to you, and then would you be willing to admit that you're wrong in front of 310 people?
It would take me a lot longer than the time we have now to read your source and then to find other sources that have done the same kind of studies. So,
Okay, but once you realize that, are you willing to put out an apology video?
to you, absolutely not. So,
Why not? I thought you were all about intellectual honesty.
you've been you either don't know what you're talking about or you've been very dishonest. So, Anyways, assume that I'm conceited. It has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true or false. So moving on.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, as I was explaining, right? Your understanding of evolution is this, right? The fact that humans have evolved. We have observed micro and supposed macro evolution, and this logic can just magically be applied to humans, and that's exactly how we arrived. But the thing is, you're not willing to accept that even within the field of science, there's alternative theories as for how humans have actually developed in the way that they are and how they've arrived, right?
Name
so like
one.
You even have some okay so like some people are of the school of thought that humans are some sort of aliens that have, or some sort of advanced bacteria that have landed on Earth from an asteroid or something along these lines. Like, at the end of the day,
nobody has ever said that.
Okay, if I link you an article, would you accept it?
I think that, you're that trying about, to explain panspermia.
I guess.
And panspermia is not the idea that humans were a bacteria that arrived here on an asteroid. You have no clue what you're talking about if you say something like that.
The thing is, right? Evolution, in when it comes to human evolution, is just as arbitrary as any other theory, right?
Literally, no.
You're just filling in the gaps with evolution and saying this is how we actually arrived. And
this is so unbelievably stupid. Do you know how we can confirm? Like, could you just tell us how we could confirm the idea of whether or not humans did evolve?
I don't think we have the ability to 100% prove that. Do you?
I didn't ask for 100% proof. We don't have 100% proof that the Earth orbits the Sun rather than the other way around. What we have are models, very accurate models that could be wrong, because any scientific idea can be falsified. That's the opposite of dogmatism, actually. So
can evolution be falsified without
doing the most insane and disingenuous goalpost shift. There we go. I got it out on the third attempt. Without appealing to the most insane goalpost shift of all time and say, oh, do you have 100% certain proof? Why don't you go ahead and tell us, if humans did evolve, how could we go about scientifically investigating that idea?
You would have to prove that, right? Because that's a belief that you arrive.
Yeah, to prove something means to produce evidence consistent with a hypothesis. So how could we do that?
Okay, so you would have to prove that, and you would have to accurately show like a channel of fossils that show from early life all the way up to human life, a consistent streamline or consistent timeline of fossils that we can accurately date. But the thing is, this hasn't been produced.
Yes, it has. We have Australopithecus, we have Homo heidelbergensis, we have Homo erectus, we have the Neanderthals, we have the Denisovans, we have Homo habilis, we have Homo naledi, we have Ardipithecus ramidus, we have, I already said Australopithecus, but we actually have several different species of those.
I'll let you finish. So what you just did there,
we have,
right?
I thought you were going to let me finish. That's odd. That's odd how you kept talking after you said I'm going to let you finish. We also have Homo floresiensis. There's another one. I can't remember which ones I've said and which ones I haven't.
Okay, let me know when you're
finished. We literally have the missing links that you asked for, but you're going to, again, shift the goalpost and be like, but you need three more than that in order for it to really count. No, you don't. You literally only need one. Or we could just go to genetics, which is incontrovertibly shown that we are related to other life forms, which is exactly what having a common ancestor with something is indicative of.
That's been refuted.
You're a fucking genius, you idiot. That's been refuted, that we share genes with other organisms.
Look at you using swear words. The atheist showing his humanism by using
shit,
swear
fuck,
words
balls, piss, vagina, Barbara Streisand.
This is very
imagine being the kind of person that's offended by you're words. Triggered. Imagine being that person.
You're triggered. But you're triggered, though. Intelligent people don't need to resort to insults to get their point across.
The guy that's sitting here being like, you used a curse word, is calling me triggered.
No, the thing is, right?
You're absolutely pathetic. Do you know that?
Okay, cool.
Okay, you know that. Cool. Okay. So, no, what you just said, that humans are related to other forms of life, has not been debunked. You're a professional dumbass if you think that.
No, you're referring to the study that said that we're 90%.
I'm not referring to any
chimpanzees.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. That's been refuted.
No, it has not been refuted.
It has. So what they did with that study?
By who?
What they did
with
that study It's in a journal. It's in a scientific journal. What are you talking about?
By who? Are you talking about the guy that said no? It's actually 92% or 86% or whatever.
No. I'm referring to the methodology of the study, right? And if you have to let me finish this, so the methodology of the study was they took some mRNA strands from a chimpanzee in a specific body part. I think it was the pancreas, and they compared it to a human pancreas.
You're a fucking idiot. No, that's not how they do it. It's a genome-wide analysis. It's literally the somatic cell genome.
No.
So shut the fuck up with your idiotic bullshit that you read on some clickbaity religious website or whatever. This has been done by countless times by geneticists. You can read about this information. It's publicly available.
The thing is, you're not willing to accept any other alternative.
The thing is, you're either a lying piece of shit or you're a gullible idiot. So I don't fucking care. We don't establish the genetic relatedness between humans and chimpanzees with mitochondrial DNA. It's done with nuclear DNA. So we're fucking done with you saying stupid shit like that. Okay.
So you're gonna. Okay. Cool. So cool.
So you're wrong
because I go against your beliefs, right?
No, you are wrong. That's the problem. You're wrong. Okay. You said we determine the relatedness between humans and chimps with mitochondrial DNA, and we don't.
Okay. Cool.
Not cool. You're a lying liar who lies, or you're a gullible dumbass. Neither of those things are cool.
I'm a lying liar who lies.
Yeah.
A wide range of vocabulary you have there. But anyways, so cool. The thing is, you trust your instinct when it comes to analyzing scientific studies, but you don't trust your natural inclination to believe in God. And this is empirically proven, right? All humans are born with a natural inclination to believe that there's a creator. And this is done by a study by the University of Oxford. They spent £2 million and they did it across 50,000 participants, right? And what they basically found was that humans are naturally predisposed to believe in God. So my question to you would be, there's a whole study and it's
been great. We're naturally inclined to believe in the tooth fairy and Santa Claus as well. What does that prove?
So cool. Why don't you accept scientific studies that go against?
Why don't you accept that the tooth fairy exists?
Because there's no scientific.
But people have a natural inclination to believe it.
No, they don't have a natural inclination to believe it.
Yeah, they do.
They're taught it.
Are people taught about religion?
No, I'm talking about a creator. I'm not talking about a religion.
Oh man, same difference, but whatever.
No. A religion is a set of man-made, or not man-made. A religion is a set of, it has literature or it has prophets and so forth, right? We're talking purely about a creator. What made you disbelieve and go against your natural inclination of believing that there's a creator? Because as far as I know, you don't have any real evidence or that there isn't a creator. So why would you naturally...
You don't have any evidence that there is a creator. All you can do is beg the question and have blind faith. No, but we're talking about evolution and the fact that we don't know that the way humans and chimps are related is by looking at nuclear DNA.
No, listen.
No, I don't let people change the subject. I told this to a guy earlier. I've already gotten a lot of lulls out of you. You're very precious. It's stupid, pathetic, but it's going to be good for eyeballs and views, whatever. But I don't care. I've had this conversation with better people than you. Better people than you have tried and also failed. So I'm not going to let you run away and change the subject you can't even verify what you believe in because you don't believe in God or whatever. We're going to talk about humans are related to other life forms. The same thing we started talking about 8 minutes ago.
We're going to address my points, right? Because this is
we're actually not going to do that. There is a 0% chance that that is going to happen because you don't have any powers here.
You don't believe in the 0% chance, by the way, because, like you said, you don't believe in the 100%. So naturally, you wouldn't believe in the 0%.
This isn't, zero and 100 are different.
There is hypothetically a chance that you could.
Yeah, literally, we're not doing whatever you think we're going to do. So we're going to address, are humans related to other life forms? And specifically, is there a hierarchy of relatedness where we're most related to the organisms you would expect us to be, the great apes, and then less related to other animals in a perfect hierarchy? That is the case. That is the evidence that we have evolved. It's part of the evidence. So you can deal with that. That's the only thing we're talking about.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a civilized two-way conversation, right? Where maybe. I talk for a specified amount of time and you don't talk, and you talk for a specified amount of time.
All right, you got 5 seconds, go.
No, I need more than 5 seconds to refute your ideas, right? So going back to what we said, right? you basically trust your instinct when it comes to analyzing your belief system, right? You trust the fact that you can agree that 1 + 1 = 2, but for some reason you reject.
Yeah, literally, shut the fuck up. We're not talking about the instinct I have that I believe in God, because I don't believe you, and I am dubious of your study. We're going to talk about, are humans related to other organisms?
I'll link it in the chat, right? Wait, I don't have to link. I don't have to go on the internet without getting kicked out of the live. Wait,
I literally don't care, because we're having a conversation about, are humans and chimpanzees related?
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna send the oh, it's a character limit reached. Okay, I'm gonna DM you the study, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna share your screen and show the study, and we're gonna go through it together, right? Because you claim that I'm lying, right? So the fact that you made the claim that I'm a liar, we'll now go through the study and see the numerous amount of anthropologists that have actually referred and approved of the study, right? So check your DMs.
Are you talking about mitochondrial DNA?
Okay, so search up in Google, right?
Oh boy.
Humans, space, predisposed, space, to?
To believe in God? We're not talking about...
To believe in God.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about humans and chimps being related.
You made the claim that I'm fucking stupid and a liar.
Because you are stupid.
Okay, you said I'm a liar for believing in that study, so I want you to refute
that. No, I never said that. No, this was about the mitochondria thing.
No, because hundreds of anthropologists have actually disagree, and they agree on the validity of that study, right? So
what cool, there's tens of thousands of anthropologists. What do the others think? Do we know that?
No, exactly. You're assuming that they didn't agree with it. They all did.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So do you accept
that? Yeah, I don't care. This has no bearing on whether or not evolution is true.
No. What you're going to do is you can either issue the apology now on your live, or you can make a video separately.
I have literally nothing to apologize for.
No, you do, because you made the claim that I'm a liar, right? And now that I've linked you to the study, you now...
I said you're either a lying liar who lies, or you're a gullible idiot, but that was about the mitochondrial DNA studies that determine to what extent humans and chimps are related. That's what I said that in response to. I said this study, I'm dubious of this, because if you actually wanted to prove this, what you'd have to do is you'd have to have a group of people, raise them in complete isolation from the rest of the world, and then see if they spontaneously develop beliefs in an afterlife and in God.
And it's almost as if almost every single civilization observed naturally believes in a creator, right?
No, there are examples of cultures that never believed in a concept of a God. Many Native American cultures were animists. They did not believe in gods or an afterlife or anything like that.
No, they believed in a creator. You're not familiar with their ideology.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, could you give me an example of one of the creator gods in any Native American culture that you want to pick for yourself?
So this is the really good thing about debating with atheists.
No, you're not,
right?
Going to be able to do that. Okay. So, run away from your claim. That's what I would do if I were you.
So the same way you called me a disgusting liar who lied.
Yeah. Anyways, so humans and chimps being related.
Isn't it great? What did you say?
Humans and chimps are 98.6 or whatever percent genetically related or whatever.
And there's that has been refuted by certain scientists. There's different
It literally has not. It's been repeated. I have seen people do this study on their own with the publicly available sequenced genomes and using the software and doing it themselves. Takes a really long time. There's some really cool 4-hour long YouTube videos on this if you want to check them out. But no, that is the case. In science, when you get reciprocity, it means that your methods are valid, okay? Or that's what it indicates, at least. The only attempts to say that humans and chimps are not 98.6% genetically related came from, I cannot remember his name. I could direct you to the video. It's from Gutsick Gibbon on YouTube. But she goes over this guy's methodology, and he did the most disingenuous thing. He treated all genome sequence, like snippets, as if they are identical. So if you have one snippet that's 1,000 base pairs long and another that's 100 base pairs long, he counts them as equal. So if these two are identical, but the much smaller ones, there's like a 50% difference, then he would say that collectively they're only 75% similar, which is unbelievably dishonest. Those are the kinds of tricks that these idiots and these hacks and these liars have to resort to try to undermine the science. But it actually doesn't undermine the science, because even if you use that broken methodology, yeah, it shows that humans and chimps aren't as related as other studies say, but it will show that we are still more closely related than anything else, exactly the genetic prediction you would expect from evolution.
Are you finished?
No, but you are.
I'm finished.
Yeah, you're done. Okay, so you're cooked.
So you made a statement saying that the good thing about this genome study is that it's reciprocable, right? So we can repeat it and we can test it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you believe that we evolved from fish. Can this ever be reciprocated?
No, I do not believe that. Lab?
Okay, so do you subscribe to abiogenesis, the theory that we came from animals in the water and we...
I think that a supernatural sky fairy grabbed a bunch of clay and turned that into a human.
So notice
that's what I believe. Oh wait, no, I don't believe in something fucking stupid. That's you. Yes, that's what I believe. I believe in abiogenesis.
I never said
life is chemistry, and chemistry produced life.
Okay, so
there's no logical problem with that.
So why did you reject it when I asked you? So cool. Just answer my question without dodging me, please, and don't just refer to calling me an idiot and a liar. That's not really very academic.
Then stop being a stupid lying person.
This isn't. So, you know, I've actually debated people a lot more knowledgeable than you and a lot more educated, right? Okay, so, and what you'll notice...
All we've proved is that I'm smarter than you, which isn't saying much.
Okay, cool. So just notice how I'm addressing your points and you just keep saying I'm not smart, right? So cool.
Because you're dumb.
Okay, you accept that science that can be reciprocated and repeatable in a study or in a lab is good science, right?
Yep.
Can we ever observe fish evolving into humans, and if not, why do you hold it to the same truth standard as something like gravity?
For the same reason that you think that the Earth orbited the sun 1 million years ago, even though you cannot repeat or reproduce those results.
No, I believe...
Poor baby. He realized his question was so fucking dishonest and stupid. Oh, no.
Bro, you're old. You look at you. You're literally an old man. People your age have a family and kids, and you're just here just debating people on TikTok live. Like, come on, like, you're a failure. But anyways, getting back to the question.
That's not very nice.
Well, you've literally been insulting me for 15 minutes. I haven't said anything.
Calling stupid lying people stupid liars is not an insult.
Okay, so when you're calling me a stupid fucking theist and I believe in a sky daddy and a sky fairy, that's not disrespectful. But when I say you don't have a family...
That was a little bit of a straw man, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that, so I can call you, I can get personal with you too, right?
Yeah, go ahead. It's just that nothing to stand on is the point. I have plenty to stand on and you don't.
But don't cry when I get personal. Don't cry when I get personal, right?
Yeah, but your personal attacks are, I mean, they're not really actually based in anything.
No, they are based on something.
You've been wrong about almost everything that we've talked about. What?
No, okay, I'm not wrong about the fact that you're alone and you're lonely and... You don't have a family, right? I'm not wrong about that.
Literally false.
Okay, so do you have children or?
I don't have any children yet.
Okay, not yet. It's very unlikely because you know your sperm count is probably decreasing with the low testosterone you possess. But
no, we're planning on having kids after we get settled into our new house.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
And are your kids gonna evolve back into fish, by the way, or are they gonna spawn out as humans?
See, this is why you're either stupid or dishonest, because even somebody that believes in evolution doesn't think that that's how it works.
No. Don't worry. Like, I'm sure once you have your kid and the kid comes out a different skin color, you're just gonna assume it's evolution, and you know and your postman who's black is you know. Your kids are gonna come out dark skin, and you're probably gonna see this is just evolution. This is just the genome that mutated. And You know, your kids are gonna come out. Your kids are gonna come out with, like, you know, African American hair, African American skin. You're just gonna be like, you know what? This is just a mutation in DNA. The postman that my wife has been spending time with for the past 6 months definitely didn't impregnate her. It was just a random mutation. Like, this is literally what happened. You know, so.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's a prediction. We'll see if your prediction comes true. So, do you think that the Earth orbited the Sun 1 million years ago, even though we cannot reproduce and recreate those results, that data?
I believe the evidence that supports our current model of the Earth orbiting the Sun existed 1 million years ago, yeah.
Wow, you can't justify that, though, because it's not observable or repeatable.
I would just assume that that's the case.
Exactly. So why do you have a problem when people do this with evolution?
Because I don't think that assumption is necessarily valid to the same extent.
Why?
Because we don't have any reason to believe that the Earth
literally we have fossils and genetics. We have every reason
up. What you have are dubious fossils that can
They're not dubious. That's just a conspiracy theory.
Okay, so everything that goes against your worldview is a conspiracy theory. Have you noticed that? Every single
You're the one that says no. That's exactly you. You're the one saying it's a conspiracy. You don't know how to even do science. You're not a scientist. You don't read the research, I would assume. Happy to be wrong about that. But you say no. Even though there are literally tens of thousands, probably more than that, of scientists that work on this, and they unilaterally agree that the fossil record, the genetics, all of this confirms what we know about evolution, you're saying, well, they don't know what they're doing. You know how to analyze fossils that you've never looked at better than a paleontologist or an evolutionary biologist. You're an absolute clown. You're an ass clown and an idiot and a liar who doesn't know anything. You don't believe in anything except whatever rhetoric is convenient for you to assert what you already believed in the first place. You need to fucking grow up.
If you went dogmatic, you would know that there's differences of opinion even on the methodology of evolution, right? Some people, there's even stuff like neo-Lamarckism even propping up recently with studies supporting that.
None of it threatens the current paradigm of evolution.
Well, so far, right? But 100 years ago, no one knew, everyone thought that the universe was a finite size, right? Or that it was infinite, sorry. And then they found out that there was redshift, and then the whole scientific consensus or community changed overnight. So the same way that happened, right, is the same way evolution can somehow tomorrow be disproven. That it's the same thing.
Somehow. There are people that believe that the universe is not expanding, and that the redshift is just an artifact of it's some sort of weird plasma theory.
Do you subscribe to that?
Be false. So what you believe in about the universe might be false tomorrow. Now let me just sit here.
You put your faith into the consensus of the scientific community, right? So
you put your faith in your ability to interpret the fossil record better than professionals. That's why I called you an ass clown. It's fucking pathetic.
You didn't call me an ass clown. You actually called me a lying liar who lies.
No, this was only like 2 minutes ago. I called you an ass clown.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, the point still stands, right? You put your faith...
That you're a hypocrite. It still stands.
You put your faith and you base your worldview around the consensus of the scientific community, correct? Yes or no?
The exact same thing that you do, yep.
No, I don't do that.
Yes, you absolutely do. You think that atoms and subatomic particles exist. You think we live in an expanding universe. You think that Earth's surface is broken into tectonic plates that move. You believe in gravity. You think that the Earth goes around the Sun, rather. So shut the fuck up.
If scientists tomorrow found out an alternative way to explain human life.
If scientists found out tomorrow that the universe is not expanding and it's just a weird artifact of plasma and how it causes artificial looking redshifts, then yeah, we would change that too. Any scientific idea can be invalidated with new evidence.
Okay, cool.
Therefore, let's go ahead and not believe in anything.
Okay, cool.
You first.
Interrupt me one more time and I'll leave, by the way. So just don't interrupt me again.
I don't fucking care, princess.
All right, cool.
You can go to Jolly Pirate Donuts and take a 2-hour shit for all I care. Yeah, there we go. He's gone. Absolute fucking imbecile.